USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
At a multinational security conference in Germany, Vice President Mike Pence said the United States has walked away from a security deal with Iran and others should follow.
The time has come for our European partners to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal and join us as we bring the economic and diplomatic pressure necessary to give the Iranian people, the region, and the world the peace, security, and freedom they deserve.
Pence made his comments right after German Chancellor Angela Merkel defended the 2015 Iran deal. Auburn, Illinois Police Chief Kristen Zeman says they have a likely motive on why Gary Martin opened fire Friday at his workplace, killing five people and wounding five police officers.
We know that he was a 15-year veteran, and information that we have indicates that he was being terminated.
He was killed while exchanging gunfire with law enforcement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
President Trump's decision to declare a national emergency to get funds for his border wall is being met with resistance from Democrats. Democratic Representative Chrissy Houlihan of Pennsylvania says that using a national emergency to get around Congress is a dangerous precedent.
I worry that if we reappropriate money that has already been appropriated for national security interests to other areas, that we're putting our troops in harm's way potentially, and the unintended consequences of this declaration of a natural emergency or subsequent declarations of natural emergencies around things like climate change, I think are very, very worrisome, and very we don't want to set this precedent.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office is distributing a spreadsheet to members listing a host of wide-ranging local projects potentially threatened by Trump's effort to shift funds from military construction coffers to the border wall, hoping to get Republicans to turn against Trump. The Vatican has dismissed former U.S. Cardinal Theodore McCarrick after a church trial found him guilty of sexually abusing minors. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wade Alaroot Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wade Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email waderoot@gmail.com.
Another store is closing its doors for good. Payless says they're having a liquidation sale this weekend and will eventually close all of its U.S. locations. USA's Wendy King reports.
The popular footwear chain released a statement that says it's beginning its liquidation sales right away at its stores in the United States and Puerto Rico. Payless explains all stores will remain open until the end of March, and most will stay open until the end of May.
It makes me sad because I like Payless. You can pay less.
The shoe retailer emerged from bankruptcy protection 18 months ago with nearly $400 million in unpaid loans. Payless currently has 2,100 stores here in the United States.
After repeatedly lying to Robert Mueller's investigators, Paul Manafort, a former member of the Trump 2016 campaign team, should get a lengthy prison sentence. That, according to New York City Republican Councilman Joseph Borelli.
I mean, if you look at the crimes he was convicted of, I think it was eight, bank fraud, tax fraud, hiding offshore accounts in Cyprus. This is someone who doesn't necessarily deserve leniency. I don't think he should be singled out for prosecution because of his ties with President Trump, but I also don't think he should be singled out for some sort of, pardon or some sort of being let off easy, essentially.
Borelli co-chaired Trump's campaign during the 2016 New York Republican primary. Borelli made his comments on CNN's New Day. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.